Good afternoon, everyone. Can I perhaps get somebody up the back just to put a hand up, make sure that you can hear us all okay? Fantastic. Thanks, everyone. And welcome to today's community meeting. For those of you that don't know me, my name's Kim Dozzadelli. I'm the Acting Chief Executive Officer for the Shire of Donnybrook Buntingup. I welcome you all here today. Wish it was under different circumstances, but we're dealing with what we're dealing with, so thank you for attending. Look, we have representatives from several agencies, including DBCA, DPIRB, WA Police, Main Roads, Department of Communities. In terms of, I just want to set some ground rules if I can. If we could reserve all questions toward the end of the meeting, I'll actually open up the floor to questions. It just allows officers to actually give you a brief of the situation, and definitely we'll open the floor to questions. And also for those individuals who have questions in relation perhaps specific to their property, we will have representatives from the agency remain here after the formal meeting is closed, and you're welcome to approach those people and have a discussion one-on-one with them if you so wish. So hopefully that works well for everyone. So look, without any further ado, I'll hand you over to Brad Barton, who's the incident controller from DBCA. Brad, over to you.
Thanks, Kim, and again, thanks to everyone for attending today's community meeting. I've got a few notes, and I'm just going to run through those, and as Kim said, if we can hold questions till the end of the meeting, that would be great. So just a bit of a summary. So approximately 2 p.m. yesterday, under the influence of a really strong southeasterly surge, the fire that's been around for a couple of days broke containment lines in private property on the northern boundary of the fire. We had ground crews and machinery were on site at that location, but at that time they were unable to suppress the escape. It rapidly escalated up to 3 kilometres an hour through some of the grassland, so pretty strong winds and pretty fast moving fire. We immediately dispatched fixed wing and rotary aerial suppression aircraft from Busselton, Bunbury and Manjimup, and they were subsequently joined by 2 large air tankers and the air intel platform. Fortunately, overnight we were able to get the fire to its current status, which is contained but not controlled, which means that we do have a boundary around it, but there's still large unburnt pockets and areas still burning. So that escape burned approximately 900 hectares, and most of that area was largely north of the Donnybrook Road, between Collie Preston and Yabrup Road. As we talked, there has been one confirmed loss of property. Further assessments have been undertaken to confirm any other property impacts today. Fire services are working with local government, Department of Communities, and have notified and providing support to the owner of that affected property. There is currently a power outage, as I think most people will be aware, through the area with approximately 200 customers without power. And we have some damage to the surface of the Donnybrook-Boyetbrook Road by some machinery during the suppression activities, so that road remains closed. We're working closely with Western Power and Main Roads to provide access to the fire ground to assess those impacts and to restore power and roads open as possible. I don't think our Western Power colleagues are with us, as we've got them on the ground at the moment doing those assessments. We have implemented this morning a restricted access permit system primarily for residents west of the fire ground that haven't been impacted by the fire. That seems to have flowed pretty well thanks to support from the Shire and others to get that in place. And if it's safe to do so, permits, if residents have come out of the fire ground today to attend this meeting, if we talk to you after the meeting, we can get you back into the fire ground with a permit system, but only if you've come out of the fire ground to attend this meeting. We haven't been letting anyone back into the fire ground. It's not, as it's not deemed safe at this point in time. What we've planned in the immediate and short term is to continue to strengthen containment lines. There's a focus on the northern and eastern boundaries, so we have a forecast wind change this afternoon at about 4 o'clock with very strong southwest wind. Hence our focus will be up in that northern and eastern section to hopefully contain the fire in that area. We've brought forward two helitacks out of Busselton. They're sitting on the Donnybrook Football Oval for immediate response should we need them. I guess for everyone's, we'll be at this for a little while longer yet. There's likely to be at least a minimum of 3 days, given the large size of the fire and the perimeter of the fire, for mop-up and to make this safe. Doesn't mean that you won't be properties that are affected you can't get back. We'll be trying to get you back as soon as we can. But just the size of the fire it's absorbing a lot of resources, and we're working pretty hard to make sure it stays where we've got it held at the moment. There are current warnings, so we've reduced from emergency warning this morning back to a watch and act for sort of south of the line from the Best and Austin Road intersection to Ferguson, bounded by Collie Preston Road and Donnybrook Boyetbrook Road to the east, and then Noggarop Hall, Tomorrowsey Road, Ferguson Road. So that area is still under watch and act. Some of the property owners that are going back in are going back in to watch and act, but we were comfortable with that fact that a telephone warning system, if we had to go back to emergency warning, would be issued to all mobile phones within the area. And then there's a bushfire advice still in place for the surrounds of that area. Most people have seen the map, so pretty strong run yesterday from south of Donnybrook Workbrook Road, and then pushed right up through a Wapras plantation here and up into some of the state forest there, obviously impacting a number of properties, and with some very steep terrain in the Preston River made challenging times for our guys yesterday. There's not much more I can add unless there's when we go to questions. So hopefully that's covered most points that people want to hear, and I'll take questions at the end of this session. Thanks.
Brad. Thanks, Brad. I have a lovely gentleman called Andrew Hull here from WA Police. Andrew, are you able to just provide any update in relation to road closures and other activity with relation to the fire?
Yeah, sure. Yes, look, as you're aware, we do have some road closures in place. We did have some police vehicle control points that you've probably come across, and I'm happy to go through specific areas with you at a later date. We've also got Main Roads assisting with us as well. They've taken over some of the vehicle control points for us as well. We've implemented the permit system as well, and we'll run through a little bit later with you after this the process of that, to be able to try and get you guys back when it is safe to do so, to go through there as well. So there's a couple of issues here that have been brought to our attention as well. Injuries or deaths in relation to the fire. I think we can confirm that was one injury. Is that correct, Brad? Two injuries? Yep, two minor burns, believed to be from people that have protecting their own properties as well. So SJO have been on hand throughout this as well, so they'll be looking after any locals in that particular area as well. Any looting, theft or security issues, obviously that's something that's been brought to our attention as well. There was a report of a quad bike that's been taken off the back of a ute. We've just been scrolling social media in relation to that, and we believe that actually someone commandeered that and was using it to assist with the fire. So we'll make some inquiries into that and make sure that we liaise with the owner, and if that's the case, we'll get that back to you. Other than that, we haven't any other further reports of any looting or anything like that as well. We've got staff on the ground as well in relation to the fire, and then additional resources from the southwest as well, which will be patrolling the areas outside, obviously, of the fire zones at this point, because it's not safe for us to do so as well. And then during the course of the week, we have additional staff to take any complaints or any issues in relation to what's transpired over the last 3 or 4 days. If there's any specific questions in relation to any burglaries or looting and stuff like that, myself and my offsider Mitch Baker will be here, and we'll have a chat with any of you if you've got any other concerns that we can address for you. Also in relation to any missing family members or loved ones or anybody that you can't get in contact with, I'm happy to speak to you guys individually after that. If there's any concerns you have in relation to that, we'll get to the bottom of that. And as I said, we've got additional resources to assist you and get you back in contact with people that potentially could be at risk within that fire area as well. Any other further questions in relation to that I haven't covered that potentially I can cover with you, your individual circumstances after the meeting? All right, no worries. I'll head you back.
Thanks, Andrew. We've got the Department of Communities here as well. Did you want to have a word at all, just to let people know what you're up to and what they can do to register?
G'day, Brendan Mooney. I'm the Regional Director for the Department, and we manage the evacuation centre side of things. So you'll have seen the lovely purple shirts out there in the foyer. So, you know, several people stayed overnight last night. Of course, some people will, you know, will be more comfortable staying with family or friends or whatever. So if you were here last night and are making other plans, if you could let our staff know. And of course, if you weren't here last night and intend to stay or may want to stay, again, please let them know. And generally, whilst we obviously can't, we don't have any more knowledge than you guys do in terms of the actual fire and the incident, but if you've got any queries, you know, other than that, for information, you know, give our guys a yell.
Thanks, Brendan. We have Tim from DPIRD here. Tim, did you want to say anything at this stage? No? Okay. Thanks, Tim. Okay, so basically, as you heard from Brendan, if you think you may need to utilise the services of the centre as a evacuation point, please register before you leave. Brad, am I correct in saying that I believe in terms of the permits to get back in, we have something set up out the front?
Yep, so just on the corner back here is Tanya and the crew. If you need a vehicle access permit, please go and have a chat to them. They will do some cross-checks to make sure that you're actually residents and that you go in there. Please just go through that process, just making sure we don't get wrong people in the wrong places. And if your property's in the fire ground, you're probably going to be actually declined at this point in time. So if you're outside of the fire ground, so we've been letting people get back in there at this point in time.
Thanks, Brad. Okay, so just from a local government viewpoint, we've got several staff on, including myself, and we're trying to assist the incident management team in any way, shape or form that we can. You know, we'll be there. I'll sleep at the office again tonight. I don't mind doing that. In terms of local government services like rubbish collection and the normal services, there's no interruption to those. There's probably slight interruption perhaps to some maintenance works, particularly around the fire ground, of course. And that area. The utilisation of Shire Plant and alike is something that we commit to throwing in when and if needed. And Brad makes those calls in terms of what they need from us. So, with that said and done, just remember if you've got any specific questions, the government agencies will be here after the formal meeting is closed. So I will now open up to the floor for questions, please.
Just a couple of things. In regards to pets, livestock available, I've got the number of the lady from EastWA. I can give to people if they need any wound care or any feed getting to their animals, anything like that. If people want to see me, I can give them a direct contact number. We can get supplies to your animals. The other thing was in regards to the permits to get back home, could that have been made clearer to people beforehand? Because there's a lot of people I know that wouldn't have come to this meeting and leave their home for fear of not getting back where they would have liked to be here, but the fear of getting not being able to get back home, it was why they wouldn't attend today. If that could have made clearer beforehand for them?
Yeah, we did try to get that message out earlier today. It was certainly a consideration of how we would do that. It's pretty difficult, obviously, with some of the communications into the fire ground. So, yeah, we were aware. We've been approached by a number of people as to for access. So, our intent was to get as many people as we could. But, yeah, we admit there will be people that we didn't quite get hold of. And thank you for your offer with that. If you would mind providing that to us as well, and we can pass it on to others, so I'll get someone to grab that from me. Yep, one at the front, one at the back.
When you talk about the fire ground, you're actually talking about the watch and act area, or are you talking about the fire advice area?
No, I'm actually talking about the hatched area that you can see, so the actual burnt ground that we've tracked around, and this includes the earlier fire at Noggerup. So it's about now about 5,000 hectares been burnt in the, over the last nearly a week now, 5 days or more. So that's what I'm talking about when fire ground. So anywhere inside the burnt hatched area.
Hi, I'm just here on behalf of my sister. She has a property on Austin Road. Was just wondering if we don't know if that was the property that was burnt out or not, if you're able to tell us if, where that property was that was burnt out.
That's really not my place to let you know. There's people affected that may be here. I know it wasn't Austin Road.
Pardon?
I know it wasn't Austin Road.
It was?
Was not.
Was not. Okay.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't
tell
you.
I understand you can't actually say, but...
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Just a quick question about the televising of this. I see it's supposed to be on a Zoom meeting or something, and the people have been trying to connect to it and they haven't had any success. So this has been, the audio has been added to the Shire website every, like about 4 o'clock every day. Is that going to be the case today?
Sorry, I think the timing of 4 o'clock will be earlier today, but it will be loaded on the website, absolutely, yes.
Yeah. I'll just let those people know because they've been trying to get on.
Lovely.
Thank you. Hi, is there a possibility to go into the fire ground and collect important things and then come back out? Does that look like a possibility?
Not at the moment. It's just not safe at this point in time. We're working pretty hard. We've got teams looking at trying to get people access as soon as we can, but at this point we're just not letting people back in. It's still
no
pretty
worries.
Active. Sorry,
I understand.
About that.
Thank you.
Considering that the power line is out and people therefore probably won't have the internet to listen to the audio on your website, would it be worth putting that recording or get it onto the community radio? People have got batteries and radios and stuff.
Do you want to have a go at that one?
It's a public meeting. I wouldn't be opposed to that. So I actually think that, the issue you've raised and the fact that some people won't be able to jump on the internet and listen to the audio, putting it on the internet, it's widely available to the public. If we've got people that can't get the internet, why would we not allow the community radio to broadcast that audio? So good point. Thanks for the question. And we'll enact that.
Hi, I understand there's no Western Power rep here, but is there any rough idea how far the power outage extends, sort of between Yabba Up and Ferguson Road?
Yeah, so it's from basically from Mumble up to Ferguson Road to Loudon, the properties in between there. So there's about 200 people or 200 properties affected in there. So there was over 300 yesterday afternoon, but they've rejigged some of the way that it's fed to people west that actually get some power. So, and I'm not sure on the time frame. That'll depend on the amount of damage to poles and lines. We're aware of some lines down now, so it'll be a little while before they can get that power back on.
Do you have any understanding of how many livestock were lost?
No, I don't at this point in time, and that's something that we do. I'm aware of one cow that was reported, but we haven't had the capacity to do that assessment at this time, or property owners get back to make that assessment.
Yeah, hello. My name's Brian. I'm looking after some land out there for another guy, and there's approximately between 70 and 80 head of stock that are caught in there. The fire looks like it's gone right through that property. I need to get them out. I'm just after permits or something so I can truck them out.
Yeah, at the moment, as I said earlier on, we just can't get people back into that fire ground where it's been through. We understand there's some urgency in that, and we're working pretty hard to get that access as soon as we can.
The loading is on the Boortbrook Road outside the fire area. It's just so underneath of it.
So the property's not in the fire ground?
Not where I'm loading them.
Yeah, but the animals are in the fire ground.
Is,
yeah.
Yes, the property is.
We'll have a conversation after the meeting if you like.
Okay.
For me to wrap up before I pass back to Kim, just a thanks to everyone for attending today. I know it's a difficult time. Rest assured we're trying our best to get things back to normal as we can, as quickly as we can. There are a whole range of state government agencies and local government and everyone assisting us in that. And you know, we've got about 130 people on the fire ground today, after we had over 200 over there overnight, which is a whole range of volunteers and people from your community and surrounding communities that are supporting us. So thanks to everyone involved. Hopefully we get through this in the next couple of days, but it will take a little while to get things back. So please be patient. Please ask questions if you've got questions, and we'll try to answer them and help you as best we can, but we want to make sure you're safe as well if we have to go back into that area. So thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Brad, and thank you all for attending. I guess on behalf of the Shire and quite frankly, me personally, we're thinking of you all who are impacted. This is a really difficult and tough time for all concerned. Keep an eye out on each other, help each other. If you know of anybody... My apologies. If you know of anybody that is just chafing at the bit to go and volunteer, call our community services team at the Shire or email us. We'll keep a register. So, you know, there's one thing about an event and actions required during the event and the impacts during the event. But what we do know through these events is there's impacts, and they're on-ground impacts. So there are going to be people that have lost maybe a shed or farmers that have lost fencing. So if yourself or anybody else you know within the community might want to give a hand, please register with the Shire through our community services team, and we will do our best to put you in touch with those people. I guess the other thing that I would say is to the amazing volunteers out there. They've been pushing at this for quite some time, and in fact we've had some people return from Broome where they were involved in the incident up there, and they've come back and gone straight out on the fire ground. So, you know, if that's not dedication, I don't know what is. Like I said, look out for each other. You know, all we want to do is make sure that you are all safe. I'm sure that if Brad could let you into that fire ground to grab some, you know, very important and precious things, he would. But for the safety of all concerned, just stick to that advice. If you have specific questions, like I said before, please stay. If you need a vehicle permit, remember, just on the edge of the half brick wall as you go out of this room, that's where you're going to get your permits to return. And if you want to register at all with Department of Communities for the EVAC Centre, just see the people out the front in that beautiful, it's just about Frio Dockers, isn't it, colour. It doesn't mean that you have to stay here, by the way. It just means that, you know, maybe you might. So it's just helps the team, gauge what they need to cater for, the number of people that may potentially stay here. So, without any further ado, I'll close the formal meeting. Once again, thank you all for attending, should there be another community meeting required, no doubt we'll get that advice out ASAP. Thank you.